The 1867 Treaty of Cession between the United States and Russia did not merely delegate indigenous Alaskan second-class citizens. It failed to recognize them as citizens in any capacity whatsoever, specifically naming uncivilized native tribes as an exception to the full citizenship granted to the remaining Russians. With this unjust standard established, the population at large did not immediately embark upon a path of tolerance. In fact, racism arguably worsened with the passage of time, at least in the earlier years. White and mixed-blood students were deemed civilized and sent to school together. The schools attended by full-blooded Alaska Natives were geared less towards comprehensive education than cultural eradication. In these schools, Native children were forced to unlearn basic tenets of their culture, forbidden to do things such as speak in their people's language or wear their traditional clothing. When the Alaska Native Brotherhood was established in 1912, its founders, 13 students from Sheldon Jackson College, recognized from these events that thorough cultural assimilation would be necessary to give their people a fighting chance against discrimination. Thusly, the organization's charter required members to be Christian and English-speaking, as well as committed to lifelong sobriety and service. This approach, combined with years of hard work and ingenuity, allowed the ANB to make terrific strides in pursuit of legal equality, contributing to the desegregation of Alaskan schools and the ability of Alaska Natives to vote and become citizens. The most famous advocate for Alaska Native rights is undoubtedly Elizabeth Paratrovich. Elizabeth and her husband, Roy Paratrovich, were driven to action when they moved from Klawock to Juneau and were denied the right to rent a home on the basis of their race. Roy became president of the ANB, while Elizabeth became president of its corresponding organization, the Alaska Native Sisterhood. Her best-remembered accomplishment is her stirring testimony on racial discrimination and basic American freedoms directly before the passage of the bill, although her exact words are shrouded in mystery, as the only remaining records are newspaper articles from reporters at the scene. The Anti-Discrimination Act was passed by 11-5 on February 16th. In 1988, the Alaska legislature declared February 16th Elizabeth Paratrovich Day in her honor, cementing her status as an icon. While de facto segregation is incredibly pervasive, and is in fact still an issue throughout our state, our nation, and indeed the world, de jure segregation in Alaska was officially ended with the implementation of House Resolution 14. The passage of this legislation, which abolished Alaska's Jim Crow laws roughly 2 decades before those in the continental U.S. were eliminated, is cause for all Alaskans to be thankful for the efforts of their forebears, to continue to paddle prejudice wherever it may lurk, and to sing catchy songs about the history of our civil rights movement every Elizabeth Paratrovich Day.